Welcome in the season 2, episode 6 of the Jake Boucher Show. And in today's episode, I wanted to discuss views and why views are such, they're just one of those metrics that can either get you super excited or put you in the dumps. And I just want to discuss that entire situation. I want to discuss from my personal experience with getting minimal views at the start. And I still do to this day. And I just want to kind of discuss the mindset that you have to try your absolute hardest to adopt for yourself if you want to not get discouraged about seeing 3 views for a YouTube video, seeing 3 listeners on a podcast, whatever the case may be, 5 likes on your Instagram post, whatever the case may be. I just want to get into the mindset that you need to adopt, because I've been in the situation where it's just super discouraging, and I can't stand other people. I can't stand seeing other people like that. So without further ado, let's hop right into the episode. So I've been doing YouTube for about pretty much 2 years now. I think end of May 27th, 2018 was my first ever video. And looking back at those videos back in the day, a lot of them are cringy, to say the least. Some of them are decent. And some of them just made no sense, and I wonder why I never got views on certain videos, because they're irrelevant to the audience. They didn't have the audience's best interest in mind, that to say the least. And I want to talk about just not getting any views. I mean, we all have Instagrams. We all post on Instagram. And it can be super discouraging. You think you post a nice picture with your friend or whatever, and you're going into that posting right before you hit send or hit share. You're thinking to yourself, oh, what if this doesn't get as many likes as I think it will, or as many likes as I want it to? That thinking right there is what just kills us. It absolutely is demoralizing to us when we think a picture is going to get, let's say, 100 likes, but it only gets 50. And that will that's demoralizing to a lot of people. Some people base their entire, a lot of their happiness on social media around how many likes they get on a picture. And that's just absolutely not the mindset that we need, because we're so self-conscious as is. And all of that stuff is completely demoralizing when it doesn't live up to expectations that we set for ourselves. And I think we all need to improve at the fact that the amount of likes that we get doesn't matter. The amount of followers that we have doesn't matter. It's just the only thing that matters is you posting what you want to post, whatever makes you happy, and just not worrying about the numbers, because the numbers are what hold us back. They hold all of us back. When we see 50 people liking our post and we're used to getting 100, it's going to hold us back. It's going to discourage us from posting again, because we're scared to only see 50 likes from that point forward, or maybe it will keep going down. Like, that's the stuff I'm talking about. Like, I've been in that situation before. I was scared to post a picture on Instagram, because I was like, oh, is this even like going to get that many likes? Like, what if it doesn't? What if people only see me getting 30 likes? Like that right there is absolutely just awful. Like, that's the social anxiety at its worst. And my entire generation has been in that situation before at least one point in time. I mean, some people grow out of that phase, and some people just get to the phase where they just don't give a f. And I'm transitioning. I think I've passed the halfway mark, or the center point of not giving a f about how many likes I get and how many views I get and how many followers I have. It's just a matter of moving past that, and know all of that will come of time if you keep putting in the work, if that's what you're going for, and to grow your personal brand on social media. And even if you're not doing it for the personal brand, you just post for fun and just like to share updates of your life or whatever, you gotta somehow just stop worrying about the likes and the followers, because who cares? Who cares what other people think about you? Who cares what other people think about how many followers you have? Who cares about what other people think of how many likes you get on a picture? It just destroys us. And our generation, millennials, Generation Z, it absolutely affects our lives. Like, it does. Like, we will be super depressed. A lot of people will be super depressed if they post a picture and it doesn't get nearly as many likes as they expect. And I just need more people to just drill into their mind that the amount of likes and followers that they have, that they get, doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. It's just based on your own personal happiness. Once you let go of the evaluating the opinion of other people, that's when you can move on. That's when you can be happy with whatever you do on social media. Like, once you get to the point where you don't care when you post a picture, if it gets 10 likes because you're posting different stuff, stuff that you want to post instead of posting like stuff that usually got you a ton of likes, once you get to that point, then you've won. You've won the game. Once you stop valuing the opinion of other people, that's when you win. And I just want someone to take that away and instill that into their mind. Just stop valuing the opinion of other people. At least start that process, because it obviously takes time to get to the point where you just don't care anymore about what people think about what you post and how many likes you get and all that stuff. Like, it's just try to maybe start meditation, do some meditation to improve your mind and improve your thinking, and maybe that will help you not care about the likes and followers as much. Or maybe just do constant positive affirmations to yourself, like, oh, I don't care about the likes, I don't care about the likes, something like that. Probably not that, but along those lines. And just do that to yourself every single day. Just keep telling yourself positive things, like, I don't care what people think of me, I don't care what people think of me, all that type of stuff. Like, I'm currently in a phase on YouTube, like, I don't care to admit this, like, I don't care what people think of me. Like, I'm in a phase on YouTube where I'm, like, getting barely any views because I've changed up my YouTube content to stuff that I want to be posting. And actually, I was going to post a YouTube video on Monday or Thursday, I don't know, I'm not sure what day yet, Monday or Thursday, about this very topic of how you shouldn't care about the views. But anyway, getting back to my point, I've been on YouTube, but my last 4 or 5 videos on YouTube have gotten barely any views, and it doesn't really affect me, because I changed up my content strategy on YouTube, I've changed what I've been posting, and I knew I wasn't going to get that many likes, or views, I should say. I'm just trying a different strategy. I'm trying to reach a different audience at this point. And I have not been promoting it on my social channels. I've just been solely letting the YouTube algorithm try to take it and see what happens. But I know I'm doing stuff wrong, because I'm not getting like any views. I'm not having the right content. It's one of those learning experiences where I'm going to learn from this, from not getting these many views, because it's going to tell me what I need to improve on. It's going to tell me that, oh, you shouldn't be posting this type of content. No one wants to watch it. You should be posting more towards what the YouTube algorithm will take. It's a huge learning experience for getting these minimal views. And I just know one day, if I stay consistent and keep posting those videos regardless of the views, I'm going to get to the point where I reach my YouTube goals. And I'm going to get to the point where I'm getting so much more views than I'm used to. It's just a matter of staying consistent and just not getting discouraged at the lack of views. Because if you have 4 or 5 people watching your YouTube videos, like, it sucks, like, to say the least. But you know it's not going to last if you stick to it. And because you'll keep improving. And that's the biggest thing that you can possibly do, is keep improving your content. Keep improving what you're doing. Like, that's what I gotta say to you guys. I don't care what platform it is, whatever platform it is. TikTok is the same thing. If you get 5 likes on a video, 25 views, whatever, on TikTok, then it is what it is. You'll move on to the next video and you post another one and see how that one does, and you keep learning, you keep adapting. And that's what I gotta tell you guys, because so many people get discouraged with the lack of views, the lack of likes, the lack of followers. And I've been in that same situation before. I've had that same mindset. And you just gotta tell yourself that it's not a big deal. And once you can get past this, that big hurdle of people rejecting you, of people not liking your content, of people thinking, oh, he only gets 20 likes on a picture. Once you can get past that, that's when you can move on to happiness. And I don't have much more to say. I mean, this will be a YouTube video, like I said, so I probably go into more detail on YouTube. I don't know why, but I ramble more on YouTube for some reason. So, yeah. All right, so bottom line. Don't care about the views. Don't care about the likes. Don't care about the followers. Only care about yourself and your own happiness, okay? Once you get to that point, the rest is history. You'll be fine. You'll be happy. You'll grow too. Once you stop pressing yourself about the likes, the followers, and the views, if you want to grow your social media channels, once you stop thinking about those three things, and stop valuing the opinion of other people, or stop valuing what other people may think about your followers and likes and views, that's when you're actually going to grow, because you're not going to be afraid to post content, and you're going to be able to learn from what you post and how you can make it better, and you won't get discouraged. So once you get to that point, the happiness point, you're gonna grow, to say the least. Okay, so thank you guys for tuning into this episode. It means so much to me, as usual. And my next episode will be next Friday, of course, season 2, episode 7. Don't know what it's gonna be about yet, but you know, I always figure it out. So thank you guys. I hope you guys have a great day, great weekend. Hope you're staying safe and healthy. And, you know, it's becoming beautiful. The weather is becoming more nice, which is amazing. It's like 80 degrees here today, but it's going to thunder. But I hope you guys get outside and enjoy the weather and just keeping yourself busy and active. So thank you guys for listening. I say thank you a lot, but I truly mean it. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend, and I will see you on the next episode.